games or so, he was 8-0 at the start of the season. Then they discovered that he had a back problem. It did require a little bit of surgery late in the season, so he ended up with only 9 wins and 3 losses. But I think he's probably ready to come back and pitch his normal game, and if he does, he'll be tough to hit because he has an outstanding curveball. And, of course, Les Straker, who had some good games for the 87 Twins during the season, but I think he'll have his work cut out for him because the way this game is going tonight, unless the 65 Twins come back, they'll have their work cut out. Their backs will be to the wall, and I'm sure they're going to pull out all the stops to try to stay in this series. So here's Bob Allison leading off, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch to Juan Berenguer, one strike. Mesias on deck, and then Batty to follow. 8-4 lead for the 87 Twins. Al Worthington had a good outing there. He allowed a hit to the first man he faced and then shut down the 87 Twins for 2 innings. And Berenguer delivers to Allison outside, a ball 1-1. Juan Berenguer is starting his 3rd inning. Of course, you don't have a save situation now. And Jeff Reardon, who finished up the first game of the series for the 87 Twins. Bob Allison with a walk, a strikeout, and a single to left. Swings and lines one out into left center field here for a base hit. Gladden over to his left, up to the ball, and Allison with a turn holds on at first base. Solid single to left for Bob Allison, his 2nd hit of the game. He's 2-for-3, and now 3-for-7 in the series. And the Twins of 65 have their 2nd hit off Juan Berenguer, and here's Zoilo Versailles. Zoilo has singled to right center, been called on strikes, hit in the 4-6-3 double play. And he takes a call strike in the outside corner from Juan Berenguer. Right now, however, it is Jeff Reardon getting up out there in the bullpen and starting to limber up a little bit just in case he might be needed again in this game. Zoilo Versailles at the plate. Allison with a lead at first base. Not taking too big a lead here with his team 4 runs behind. And Berenguer delivers, and Zoilo swings and lifts one in the air to left field. Should be a play here for Dan Gladden. He's in a couple of steps and makes the catch for the out. Versailles flies to left. 1 gone in the 9th inning with Allison at first base. And it'll bring up Earl Batty. Earl is single to left, struck out, and then called on strikes. Although he actually did swing at that pitch from Berenguer in the 7th inning. It was a swinging 3rd strike technically when Berenguer came on to pitch in the 7th inning. And the first pitch here is cut on and hit foul on the ground outside of 3rd base. Batty hit it sharply, but foul. 3-4 feet outside of 3rd. 1 strike to count.
About those homer hankies, Herb, it's rather redundant to continue to bring it up, but I've just never seen anything like it. These fans are really going wild just waving those hankies.
Yeah, they're sensing a victory here at the Metrodome tonight. 8-4 lead for the 87 Twins. And Earl Batty swings and he misses. Strike 2 to Earl. That was a good fastball that time by Juan Berenguer. It's 0-2 with Allison on first. 1 out and Batty at the plate. Frank Quillacy, currently the on-deck man for the 65 Twins. And Batty looks at a pitch low and outside from Berenguer. 1-2. The 65 Twins had the lead until the last of the 6th inning. 87 Twins didn't score until the 5th when they got 3 and then 4 in the 6th and 1 in the 7th. Berenguer checks Allison at first base and delivers, and Batty swings and he misses, striking out. Earl didn't strike out a whole lot during the regular season. He had a lot of injuries and actually cut down on his swing and upped his average, but he strikes out here, and that's the 3rd one for Juan Berenguer, and so the 65 Twins have only 1 out left as Frank Quillacy will come up to bat. Frank, 1-for-7 in the series, has struck out by the center and grounded to 2nd. Bob Allison at first base with 2 out, and Berenguer delivers, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. He just wants to make the 65 Twins hit the ball to somebody here and end this ball game with a 4-run lead at the 9th inning, and he got that first pitch over to Frank Quillacy, 0-1. Don Mincher has come out on deck. We thought he might bat for Quillacy, but Sam Mealy electing to let Quillacy bat here with Val Despino on deck. But Mincher has come out on deck, and the pitch here to Quillacy is swung on, and there's a bouncing ball up the middle, a base hit for Frank Quillacy in the center field, and Allison will pull up at 2nd base. Puckett throws the ball back in. Normally, Allison might try to go to 3rd on that ball, but with his team behind by 4 runs, there's no point in taking any gamble, so he stopped at 2nd as Frank Quillacy singles up the middle to keep the 65 Twins alive, and now it will be Big Don Mincher batting for Sandy Valdespino. Mitchell, of course, did an outstanding job filling in for Harmon Killebrew after Harmon injured his elbow. And Mitchell hit 22 home runs during the regular season. Don Mitchell hit the fly ball in the first game of the series. And the 1987 Twins came up with a double play to end the ball game. And Don Mitchell takes the first pitch from Behringer outside for ball one. So Valdespino was 1-for-4 tonight. Valdi had one hit his first time up, was 1-for-4. Now the runners leading at second. Allison and Tillesi at first with two out. And Behringer delivers, and Mitchell swings a line shot and hit right to Gaetti at third base. Don Mitchell, who pulls the ball most of the time, a line drive here to Gary Gaetti right at him for the final out of the game. And in the ninth inning, the 65 Twins with no runs, two hits, there were no errors, and two left on. And so the 1987 Twins have taken a 2-0 game lead in this best-of-five series. And the final score tonight here at the Metrodome, as this crowd is still whooping it up, the final score, 87 Twins 8, the 65 Twins 4.
All right, Herb and John. Well, tonight the 1965 Twins cracked under this dome. The noise, the turf, the whistles, but most of all the bats of the 1987 Twins finished them off in front of another sellout crowd here for Dream Series Game 2. The final tonight, 8-4, and the 1987 Twins lead the 1965 Twins 2-0 in this best-of-five Dream Series. Tonight it was Joe Niekro, the veteran knuckleballer, who stole the show. He relieved Bert Blyleven in the first inning. And Niekro gets the win for the 87 Twins. Jim Mudcat Grant, he won 21 games during the season, but he's charged with the loss tonight. Now it's back to Metropolitan Stadium for Game 3. The 1965 Twins have their backs against the wall. It'll be do or die. They have to win the next two to draw even Steven. Again, our final score tonight in Dream Series Game 2, the 1987 Twins win 8-4 over the 1965 Twins. Stay tuned. The Dream Series postgame show is coming up next on the Twins Radio Network. The Dream Series between the 1965 American League champion and the 1987 World Series champion Minnesota Twins, brought to you by Gedney Pickles. It's the Minnesota Pickle. Treasure Island Bingo and Casino, located just outside of Red Wing. And by John Deere. Nothing runs like a deer. As you just heard, the 1987 Twins, with their fans behind them in the Metrodome, come from behind on the arm of veteran Joe Niekro, and they beat the 1965 Twins 8-4. They win Game 2. 1987 leads 1965 2-0 in this best-of-five series. Joining us now on the Dream Series postgame show, Herb Carneal with the wrap-up.
Okay, here are the totals on the game tonight. For the 87 Twins, 8 runs, 16 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. And for the 65 Twins, 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They stranded 6. Bert Blyleven started the game for the 87 Twins, but was knocked out in the first inning, giving up the 4 runs. And an outstanding relief job by Joe Niekro, who pitched 5 1/3 innings of scoreless ball to pick up the win. And then Juan Behringer, who pitched the last 3 innings of relief and pitched extremely well, will get a save. The loss charged to Jim Mudcat Grant, who had blanked the 1987 Twins until the fifth inning. Mud is charged with the loss in this ballgame. The paid attendance, 55,312. No tomorrow now for the 1965 Twins. They're down 2-0 in the best of this five-game series. And in the third game of the series, back at Metropolitan Stadium, it will be Les Straker, the young right-hander who was 8-10 for the 87 Twins, and veteran Camilo Pascual. coming off a bit of back surgery, was 9-3 during the regular season for the 1965 Twins. So, along with John Gordon, this is Herb Carneal from the Metrodome for tonight in the second game of our Dream Series, the 1987 Twins 8, the 1965 Twins 4.
All right, thank you, Herb and John. And when we come back on the postgame show, we'll have the highlights from tonight's game and also a preview of Dream Series Game 3, which will be back under the lights of Metropolitan Stadium. This is the Dream Series postgame show. 1987 Twins take a two-game lead on the 1965 Twins, winning this one tonight 8-4. You heard it on the Twins Radio Network. Welcome back to the Dream Series postgame show. Tonight in Game 2, the 1987 Twins rode the arm of knuckler Joe Niekro in a come-from-behind win over the 1965 Twins 8-4. Tonight's game certainly had mystery about it. How would the 65 Twins respond in their first game ever under a dome? And how would the bats of those big swingers respond in what is known as a hitter's ballpark? The dome, the Homer Dome. And how about Bert Blyleven? How could the 65 Twins handle that bending curveball? Well, we quickly found out right out of the chute. In fact, in the top of the first inning, the 65 Twins silenced this sellout crowd on a close call at the plate.
Here's the set by Burt, and the pitch. It's a breaking ball swung on and lined out into right field for a base hit. Bernanski charges the ball. Here's Valdespino around third. He's going to try to score. Bernanski's throw to the plate. The slide by Valdi, and he is safe at home. A close play.
Blyleven wasn't out of it yet. He had to face Harmon Killebrew next, and he already had one Dream Series home run. But Burt got Killebrew out. But Jimmy Hall, with 20 homers in 1965, stepped to the plate. And even all the noise and Burt Blyleven couldn't silence Hall's bat.
Oliva getting his lead at second. Blyleven ready to go. And the pitch, the fastball, is swung on, and there it goes. Jimmy Hall connects with this long drive into deep right field. It's going to go all the way. A home run for Jimmy Hall in the upper deck here at the Dome. A two-run homer for Jimmy Hall, scoring Oliva. And the 65 Twins now lead it by a score of 3-0.
Although he clearly didn't have it, Blyleven stayed in the game. But a walk and a Zoilo Versailles single later ended Burt Blyleven's dream on this night. Tom Kelly yanked him for the veteran knuckler Joe Niekro. Niekro then gave up a single to Earl Batty, who scored the fourth run in the top of the first for the 65 Twins. Were the 65 guys having trouble playing in this dome? Well, early indications said no. Jim Mudcat Grant certainly had no problems early on tonight. He rolled through four scoreless innings, mixing his pitches and getting some very big outs.
As Ken Herbeck bats with Puckett at first and nobody out. And Mudcat Grant into the line. Here's the delivery. A fastball. Strike three call. Oh, Herbeck did not.
Yeah, but the floodgates finally broke open for the 87 Twins in the bottom of the fifth inning. And catcher Tim Laudner's bat was the key.
Now the set by Mud. And the pitch, it is swung on by Laudner. And there's a high drive out to deep left field. This has a chance. Way back. Allison on the wall. Leaps. Can't get it. And it is a home run for Tim Laudner. Laudner with a home run into the left field seats to cut the 65 Twins lead to 4-2.
Then Kirby Puckett doubled home Al Newman to close the gap to 4-3 on the 65 Twins. Mudcat's early success was beginning to come to an end, while Joe Niekro's, Joe was just heating up.
Niekro delivers it, and Harmon swings, and he misses. Knuckleball, couldn't find it with a bat, and Niekro has his sixth strikeout.
In the bottom of the sixth, the 87 Twins set the Mudcat to the showers, and in typical fashion.
And they pitch to Bernanski, the fastball. He swings and lifts it high and deep out to left field. I think this is gone way back. Allison as far as he can go, and it is a home run for Tom Bernanski into the left field seats. A two-run shot for Bruno, scoring Bush. And for the first time in the game now, the 87 Twins take the lead. 5-4.
Yeah, that homer gave the 87 Twins the lead, but that was just the beginning. Left-hander Jim Merritt came in to relieve Mudcat, but the Twins' bats stayed hot, and that lead opened way up.
Jim Merritt has the sign from Batty. Here's the set by the left-hander, and the pitch. The runners are going, and Puckett swings, and he drills one out into right center field. That's going to be in there for a base hit. It will score Laudner. Oliva up with the ball in right center field, and now Rennick is waving Al Newman home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Newman slides, and he is safe at home, scoring all the way from first base on a single by Kirby Puckett.
The 87 Twins then added one in the seventh, and Joe Niekro, he pitches five innings of relief to give the 87 Twins a two-game cushion in this Dream Series. The 65 Twins with their backs to the wall, heading back to Bloomington for game number three. Again, tonight in Dream Series Game 2, the 87 Twins 8, the 65 Twins 4. Tomorrow, back outdoors under the open skies in Bloomington, we head back to the Met Stadium for Dream Series Game number 3. Now, the 1987 Twins are not only well-known for their success under the Metrodome, but also their lackluster success on the road. They just don't win away from the Dome. They beat the Rap in Game 1 with a big 5-4 win at the Met, but tomorrow, the 1965 Twins truly have their backs against the wall. The pitching matchup, 1987 rookie Les Straker against 1965 nine-game winner Camilo Pascual. It'll be a pressure cooker tomorrow night in Bloomington. You can count on that. The Dream Series on Deck Show at 7:07 tomorrow with Herb Carneal and John Gordon along with the play-by-play. For our engineer, Pat Swift, producer Mark Ginther, pregame producer Steve Ink, network producer Tom Gavarez, executive producers John Quick and Dave Jarzina, and for John Gordon and Herb Carneal, this is Mike Woodley. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow from the Met with Dream Series Game number 3 on the Twins Radio Network.